Walter Dalton is trailing in the polls. One day it feels like you can hear the tension in his voice, stressing certain points. The next day he's got visible bags under his eyes. He surely didn't think he'd be running for governor a year ago. And while Dalton might lack the exuberance and outward confidence of his Republican opponent Pat McCrory, he has held an elected office for 15 years. He's a veteran to politics and knows how to work a room, which is exactly what he did, briefly, following a campaign stop in Greensboro last week.
How you doing, man?
Doing great.
Good to see you.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you again.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Politics in North Carolina have been instrumental in Dalton's life. The 63-year-old lieutenant governor grew up in Rutherford County, southeast of Asheville. His father was a former state senator who died when Walter was 8 years old. He still has many fond memories of his childhood, though. There were summer trips to the mountains, and Rutherford County remains one of his favorite places.
One of the most beautiful visions you will ever see is to float on Lake Lure at Sunset Cove and watch the sun go down behind Chimney Rock and the light reflect off the lake. And depending on the weather, sometimes you'll get this beautiful orange or red sky. What I say is when you're there and you're looking at that sunset, you know God is in his heaven and it looks a lot like North Carolina.
Dalton earned undergraduate and law degrees from UNC Chapel Hill. He served as an attorney, a six-term member of the General Assembly, and was elected lieutenant governor in 2008. Since first taking office in 1997, Dalton has seen many challenges and setbacks for the state. He says if elected governor, he would restore cuts to education and support tax incentives in an effort to lure businesses to North Carolina.
The ultimate dream, I think, is prosperity for our citizens, reducing the poverty rate, seeing discretionary income go up for everybody. That means creating jobs now and jobs for the future, and that means investing in education and making us great in education.
Dalton talks a lot about dreams. He believes one of the biggest tools for rebuilding the economy is the community college system. In contrast with Republican Pat McCrory, Dalton stresses education in most of his campaign appearances. McCrory has enjoyed a lead in all of the polls for the past few months. Dalton says he's fine with running as the underdog to McCrory.
He ran 4 years ago, spent probably, I'm going to guess, around $8 million running for governor, had a lot of name recognition, ran for governor the next 4 years. I got into this race late January of this year. He had no primary. I had a very substantial primary. So what money we raised, we spent all of it there. So we had to raise money again.
Dalton says McCrory has more money, but he says he has more friends. The lieutenant governor remains upbeat and says despite all of the recent challenges, the next governor must remain optimistic.
There's an old proverb that says we should never be pushed by our problems. We should be led by our dreams. I agree with that. It does not mean you ignore the problems. You've got to fix the problems. But as you fix them, never lose sight of your dreams. Don't cut so deeply that you hurt that future and damage that dream.
Dalton is running out of time for his comeback. He has two more debates with McCrory in just a few weeks to try to close the gap. He says he'll run his campaign diligently through November 6th, shaking one hand at a time. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.